This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I've bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Long lead out to Brandewey. Spins, shot fake, hits it. Six-footer, Brandewey.
High school basketball is online and on the air on scoresbroadcast.com.
Bounce pass to Summerhoing, who comes out high, hits the cutter down the lane, caught low in the right by Mesher, twisting and scoring! Victoria Mesher, a bank shot from 5 feet. Good half-court offense run right there. A minute 14 to go, fourth quarter, 37-28 Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed in, Summerhoing, foul line, Jay, good! Good! What a fourth quarter for Summerhoing. That could seal it.
Heard right here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Fort Loramie girls won basketball state championship number 4 last March when once more they stole the show.
Stolen by Shadow. Maddie Shadow streaks the other way. Driving layup is in, and Fort Loramie's in command. Ball flared up ahead in the air to Hoing. Hoing finds an open player, open the left. And driving to the rim, Heitkamp drops it through. Hoing with a great pass. Summerhoing to Ariel Heitkamp. And the lead is swollen to 13. How about a 41-point state tournament semifinals and championship game for Avery Brandewey of Fort Loramie?
Yeah, well, she was the player of the tournament, that's for sure. And like I said, we get to watch her and Mesher come back and play next year.
And the buzzer sounds. Pandemonium. Fort Loramie girls whip the Waterford Wildcats. 42-29. Redskins coaches rejoice. Jubilation in the stands among the Fort Loramie fans. And Fort Loramie, despite a few key graduations, will return a wealth of talent again next season.
And Scores broadcasted the state tourney run in 2023 by the Rushi Raiders, who in March 2024 rebounded to do the same.
Rebound tip to York. Backcourt to Francis off to Quinter. 10 seconds to go. Quinter zooms up the floor, zips into the lane. Quinter to the rack. He's got it. He's got it. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Here's a 40-footer of Richmond Heights. No good. And the first quarter comes to a close. The Raiders thoroughly outplayed the Spartans in the first 8 minutes. 13-8 Rushi after one on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi not intimidated one bit. Richmond Heights huddling up at midcourt. Rushi Raiders giving everything the favored team wants and plenty more so far.
Obviously pulling for Rushi, but it's fun to see Division I teams get into the Division IV tournament.
On the arc to York, they open up the area in the paint. York spins and scores! 12-footer by Benjamin York.
Rushi kept firing home one deep triple after another.
Long three ball, Cordonier, high left, got it, got it. Braylon Cordonier floats in a trifecta. Braden Martin for 28. Woo! That was a bomb. That was deep.
Vince Borchers in the tournament has become a heck of a point guard for them. And my goodness, as he turned that spin move into a career.
Felix Francis, a senior for the Rushi Raiders. He had a really good second half here today.
He had 10 in the second half.
Hayden Quinter, SCAL Player of the Year. Boy, he paid his dues. He was second team all Shelby County League as a freshman. Braden Monin, also a senior. Those three young men are seniors. Wealth of talent, the three graduates, Braden Monin, Hayden Quinter, and Felix Francis. They'll be very tough to replace.
Oh, boy, they're going to be missed.
You can bet Rushi under head coach Spencer Cordonier, backed by that community of blue and gold, will be mighty good again next year in a new gymnasium, and we look forward to it.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Derek Holding, subbing for Chuck McBee tonight. We're at Rushi, and the Rushi girls take on the Marion local Flyers. Ought to be a very good basketball game. The last several between these two teams have been pretty close. Marion local has a commanding edge over the last decade of games, having won five in a row. We covered last year's contest at Marion. Rushi hung tough, fell in the last three or four minutes, lost by six. Two good young teams on the court here tonight. It's amazing. Three freshmen start between these two starting fives. The veteran out there on the court for the two teams is Ava Unrest, who was the player of the year last year in the Midwest Athletic Conference for Marion. But each team is coming on strong, balanced scoring for both clubs. And we expect this game tonight to go right down to the wire. 6 of 7 in the way of victories for the Rushi girls, best basketball of the season. According to head coach Michael Bayshore, the team's on a roll. He said, we are clicking. The Marion local has lost just twice on the campaign, but those two setbacks have come in the last five games to Anna and to St. Henry, 12 days apart. By way of record, Marion local is 16-2. On the year, 6-1 in the Midwest Athletic Conference, and Rushi is 12-7, 8-3 in the Shelby County Athletic League. JV game is an 8-pointer early on fourth quarter. Rushi 30, Marion Local 22, just over 6 minutes to play in the first period, or I should say in the fourth period of our preliminary tilt between the Raiders and Flyers. Varsity game a good 20 minutes away. I'm Jack Kramer with Derek Olding, who's engineering here tonight at Rushi. We've got the Raiders and Flyers girls basketball action on this Tuesday night on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This Scores Broadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on, and Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires, Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
A more expanded overview of these two clubs playing here tonight, Marion Local and Rushi Girls. For the Raiders, the lone senior starter is Addison Chappie, 8.5 points a game, 40% from behind the arc for Addison. Boy, when the Raiders need a three, she often gets it. Claudia Haney is a 6'2" forward coming into her own. Now up to 10.5 points a game, 6 rebounds. The junior has been misconsistent all year long for Rushi, that's for certain. Hazel Francis, 5'11 sophomore guard, 6 a game, 2 rebounds, a couple of steals per contest for her. Celeste Borchers, almost 7 points a game, a 6 foot forward, a sophomore, 5 rebounds. And Ariana Cordonier, a freshman, 5'8" tall, now up to 8 points a game. She scored better than 8 per contest in 4 of the last 5 outings. Ariana, a 5'8 ninth grade guard, as I mentioned, 4 rebounds, 3.5 assists. She had 11 points versus Anna. She pumped in 12 against Waynesville, 11 versus in Knoxville, and had 10 more against Botkins. So she's not only bringing the ball down the floor, she's contributing to the offense. That is a big factor of plus for the Rushi girls, who are playing their best basketball of the season, having won 6 of the last 7 and 5 in a row, as I alluded before our first break. Marion Local is in second place in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Anna and Rushi have both lost 3 behind Fort Loramie in the Shelby County Athletic League. St. Henry is unbeaten in the MAC, having topped Marion Local in the last week by a score of 41-36 in a game played in Maria Stein. The Flyers are led by Ava Unrast. She was the MVP in the MAC a year ago. She's averaging 12 a game this season, was at 17 in 23-24. She's a 31% three-point shooter, 80% from the stripe. You don't want to foul her. She's the go-to girl if Marion Local gets a lead, because she will sink every free throw in a pressure cooker situation. Maya Eckstein, 11 a game, 45% shooter from the floor, 6 rebounds, 5'9 sophomore, plays up front, extremely tenacious. She's got a nose for the basketball. Emerson Mesher, one of two freshmen starting for Marion Local, 3.5 points a game, 5'6 ninth grader. Another frosh who starts is Faith Ronnebaum at 5 a game, 5'10 player. She's on the front line. And her sister, Chloe Ronnebaum, 11 points per outing, nearly 70% from the stripe, 5 rebounds, a 5'7 senior, also starts. There are two Meshers on this roster, along with two Bruins and two Ronnebaums. The only sisters are the Ronnebaums. JV game is in the final 2 minutes. Rushi by 6 over Marion Local. Score is 35-29. A varsity game a good 20 minutes away here on Scores Broadcast. I'd like to remind you, action on Thursday. We're right back here. Fort Loramie girls take on Rushi. Fort Loramie minus Maddie Chateau, who injured her knee this past weekend. She is out for the remainder of the season. So it's Fort Loramie minus Maddie against Rushi on Thursday here on Scores Broadcast. Tip off about 7:15 or 7:20. Airtime at 6:40 on Thursday. Friday night we are at Botkins. Rushi boys take on the Botkins Trojans. Again, airtime about 6:40 p.m. on Friday night. Get a big dose of Marion Local and Fort Loramie girls this week, because they collide at Marion Local on Saturday afternoon. That game start time has been moved, I think, to more like 3:30. There's a series of middle school contests during the first half of the day at Marion Local. So our varsity girls game doesn't start till about 3:30. I think JV start is 2 or 2:30. That's tentative. Don't hold me to it. We'll be on the air around 3 on Saturday afternoon. Marion Local girls host Fort Loramie as the Fort Loramie squad closes out the regular season. Down to a minute 20 to go in our preliminary tilt, 36-31. Marion Local has sneaked back within 5 of the Rushi JVs. That's the story in our first game here tonight. Varsity game upcoming. Michael Bayshore, head coach of the Rushi girls, second year. He's done a splendid job. He's got a dynamite track record. 13 years or better of coaching experience at multiple levels, including 4 years as the varsity boys coach at Greenville. And during that time, he posted a 53-39 record, won the GWAC 1 year, and it was the first league title for Greenville in more than 60 years. Coach Bayshore was named GWAC Coach of the Year, District 9 Coach of the Year, and Southwest Ohio Division 1 Coach of the Year, as Greenville that season, when coached by Michael Bayshore, set a school record for most wins in a campaign. He's also got a couple years coaching boys at Fort Recovery, and it's now year number 2, as I noted, for him at Rushi. Beth Strive, head coach of the Marion Local girls, has been there a decade. This is year number 10. The previous long-term head coach, Treva Fortkamp, is Beth's assistant. And all Marion Local has done during her previous 9 years as head coach of the Flyers is win 19 to 20 games every season. Average is in that neighborhood. She's done a splendid job and is doing it this season with youth. Of course, Ava Unrast, the experienced senior, is among the starting 5. Michael Bayshore at Rushi, rebuilding that program at a young squad last season. And it's a youthful team again this year. Both clubs are really emerging and will be factors down the tournament trail. Marion Local is a Division 6 club in OHSAA girls basketball, and Rushi Division 7. Under a minute left in our JV game, and Marion Local has closed the gap even further. Rushi 35, Marion Local 33. A minute one to go in the fourth, and Rushi shoots free throws. We'll return in about 3 to 4 minutes after a commercial break. I'm Jack Kramer, along with Derek Olding, who's subbing for Chuck McBee tonight, here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster. 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
20 seconds left in our JV tilt, 41-37, Rushi over Marion Local. Raiders are getting a couple of free throws as Marion Local scores a bucket at the other end. So we've been seesawing back and forth between 4 and 6, 3 and 5. Flyers continue to face a deficit. It is 4 at the moment, 41-37. Rushi with 20.9 to go in the fourth quarter. Keys for the Rushi varsity and this nice pickup in the Raiders game over the last 3 weeks or so has been some three-point shooting, some evenly balanced scoring throughout the starting five and continued solid defense. In that setback two for Loramie, the Rushi girls netted five threes as Addison Chappie, who's shooting better than 40% on the year from behind the arc, popped in three in that game. Maddie Haney had one. Callie Gubo had a three. Balance, so you can't say enough about it versus Fairlawn. Three in double figures. Claudia Haney had 13. Hazel Francis, 12. Faith York had 10 in that game. Nine young ladies scored for the Rushi Raiders in the triumph over Fairlawn. In the loss to Anna, Haney had 12 on the inside to lead the scoring versus Jackson Center. Chappie had 13. Ariana Cordonier had 11. She posted double figures. She had 8 in the victory over Houston. Haney had a dozen more. Addison Chappie had 9. In the upset victory over D5 Waynesville in the MLK Classic at Versailles, Chappie had 3 threes, 15 points. Cordonier had 12, 6 for 6 at the free throw line, 4 of 4 in the fourth quarter to help Rushi stave off Waynesville. Celeste Borchers had 10 in that triumph over Waynesville. Against New Knoxville, Cordonier had 11, Haney 12 more. Haney had a dozen against Botkins. Borchers had 11. So Claudia Haney has been scoring evenly, very regularly, 11, 12, 13 points a game. She has been this consistent. Everybody else has upgraded their games, and Ariana Cordonier, as I mentioned, is not only quarterbacking the club successfully, bringing the ball down the floor, but she is now contributing in the scoring column, and this Rushi team is at its best right now. JV game just ended. Rushi 43, Marion Local 37. Marion Local Flyers still have a shot at the Midwest Athletic Conference Championship. Need some help, this Marion Local. St. Henry's a game above the Flyers in the standings. St. Henry 16-3 on the year, 8-0 in league play. Marion Local 17-2 on the campaign, 6-1 in the MAC. Minster and Versailles are directly behind Marion Local at 5-2 each. Last year, uniquely, there was a four-way tie atop the MAC girls standings as four teams had two setbacks. Both teams out on the floor. Varsity clubs have trotted onto the hardwood, going through pregame drills. We've got basketball for you in about 15 minutes. Rushi home to Marion Local. Raiders owe the Flyers one. The Marion Local girls have taken the last five in a row and seven of the most recent 10 meetings between the two clubs. Last year, 37-31, Marion Local a victor in a game played at the Flyers gym. 2 years ago here, Marion Local won by 6. 4 years ago, Marion Local won by 2. 5 years ago, the Flyers won by a point. So they've been tight. Rushi's come close, but Marion Local is in the midst of a nice win streak of 5 in a row over Rushi. Raiders want to end that tonight and have a good chance to do it. We'll return with more from here at Rushi in a few minutes. Rushi, Marion Local, girls basketball action tonight. It's an interconference struggle between the two programs on scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Height Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors,
fixtures, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
About 10 minutes away from the start of tonight's game between Rushi and Marion Local here at the beautiful new Raiders Gym. Glad you could join us here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Opening tip is just around the corner. Francis Schulze and Rushi offers that winning combination of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams tonight, there are key building components for sure. How will Rushi guard Ava Unrast, who was the player of the year last year in the Midwest Athletic Conference? 17 points a game last year, a dozen this year. Well, you can bet Hazel Francis, 5'11 sophomore for Rushi, will get that assignment. And she'll get some help every now and then. But how well the Rushi Raiders perform guarding Ava Unrast to Marion Local will go a long way to determining the outcome of this game. Certainly a key component. And for Marion Local, somebody's got to help Ava scoring. Look for Maya Eckstein to be a big factor in this game for the Flyers. Those are key building components here tonight, opening the doors to success for these two clubs. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space, inspiring that winning combination of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi. The Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, Ohio, known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. I might note that Rushi is a better three-point shooting team than Marion Local. The Flyers are well under 30% from behind the arc. That's about where Rushi shoots them, a little better than 30. And, of course, Addison Chappie is over 40%. She's the premier three-point launcher for the Rushi girls. Marion Local used to winning decisively this season. Through 17 games, Marion Local is averaging 16 points per victory. Third in the MAC on overall field goal percentage at 39 inside the arc. Marion Local is number one in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Marion Local shoots free throws at 64%. Rushi just a percentage point better. Again, I think three-point shooting could very well be a factor. Marion Local, an average, about 2 of 9 or 10 from behind the arc per game. Two makes, 9 or 10 tries on the average per contest for Marion Local in shooting threes. And if Rushi can hold Marion Local to that tonight, the Raiders certainly have a very good chance to win this game. Field goal shooting percentage. The Kingpins on the floor for Marion Local are Unrast and Eckstein. They both shoot it at about 47% on the season. And you don't want to foul Unrast. She is an 80% free throw shooter. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to an underwriting sponsor that was on the air with us last year, the Shelby County Veterans Services Office. On again now with us. Thank you very much. Chris North at Shelby County Veterans Services, retired in 2024. And the office continues its participation here on scoresbroadcast.com. It's located at 133 South Ohio Avenue in Sydney and provides many services to veterans and their eligible family members. And the Shelby County Veterans Services Office provides these services and many more. VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, and the on-site food pantry. Just to name several. Shelby County Veterans Services, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. You served our country. We are here to serve you. Don't hesitate to call 937-498-7282, 498-7282, to schedule an appointment. For more info, visit our website at Shelby County Veterans, that's veterans plural, ShelbyCountyVeterans.org, or look us up on Facebook. Another underwriting sponsor which came on board last season here on scoresbroadcast.com is Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Make your next play call for financial wealth to Wisebridge. Begin your retirement wealth estate and tax planning at Wisebridge on Russell Road in Sydney. Call 937-518-1776, 518-1776. Wisebridge is your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Our services include retirement planning, wealth planning, risk management, estate planning, proactive tax planning, and social security planning too. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney on Russell Road. Make your next play call to financial wealth to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776. Starting lineups are next, then the opening tip. Rushi home to Marion Local. Should be a fine girls basketball game here tonight. Shelby County Athletic League against the Midwest Athletic Conference. on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Meyer's has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi's in big demand. We serve Ohio and several additional states. O'Reilly offers tool sharpening, recoating, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. Typical turnaround about a week. O'Reilly also accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experienced machinists and other entry-level positions. Contact us online at O'ReillyMTS.com. That's O-R-E-I-L-L-Y-M-T-S.com. A&M Pallet, Rangeline Road in Rushi, began to establish its unique brand way back in 1986 with one large customer. Today, four decades later, A&M serves 200 more businesses across the Buckeye State, including 60 less than 75 miles away. If you're looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level spots available on shift number one, Monday through Thursday, from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093, 295-3093, A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. Opening tip is next. We're back in a few. Rushi, Marion Local girls basketball action tonight from here at the Raiders' beautiful new gym on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
The Plaza and Botkins is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Botkins is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to cleanup, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Here are your two starting fives for Rushi. Claudia Haney, 6'2", junior, joined in the opening quintet by Hazel Francis, a 5'11", sophomore, Addison Chappie, a 5'6", senior, Celeste Borchers, a 6-foot sophomore, and Ariana Cordonier, a 5'8", freshman. For Marion Local, Ava Unrest at guard, 5'6", senior, sees the engine, the quarterback. She makes the Flyers go. Maya Eckstein on the inside, a 5'9 sophomore. Emerson Mesher, one of two freshman starters. Emerson, a 5'6 frosh. Faith Ronnebaum, a 5'10 freshman. And her sister, Chloe Ronnebaum, a 5'7 senior. Complete the opening five for the Marion Local Flyers. Three freshmen on the floor here at the start. Cordonier for Rushi, and Faith Ronnebaum and Emerson Mesher for Marion Local. Opening tip to start the game, won by the Flyers, who have the ball forecourt to our left. Weave is on. Faith Ronnebaum is open in the lane. Takes a giant step toward the basket and misses, and Rushi gets the rebound. Ariana Cordonier sprints down the floor. Good matchup there. Chloe Ronnebaum, 5'7", senior, is on Cordonier, 30 feet away, hounding her. Ball given up down the left side to Kaylin Toby, who got the starting nod. Toby, a 5'6 soft, has been subbed in right out of the chute for Marion Local. Here is Rushi with possession, gliding into the lane. Drawing contact is Celeste Borchers. Well done by her, and she draws a two-shot foul. I mistakenly said Kaylin Toby had the ball for Marion Local. I was looking at my wrong 21. That was Addison Chappie, as the free throw is pumped up and in by Celeste Borchers. Rushi on the board first. 1-0. Ava Unrest, Maya Eckstein, Emerson Mesher, Chloe Ronnebaum, and Faith Ronnebaum. The opening five for the Marion Local Flyers. Both free throws good by Borchers, and Fort Laramie takes a 2-0 lead. Here's backcourt pressure, and it's stolen by the Rushi Raiders, who fire up a long three. It's Addison Chappie. Bullseye! Chappie from downtown. 40% three-point shooter on the year.
connects out of the gate. Rushi up 5-0. Here's Unrest down the floor. She is being pursued by Rushi. Breaks pressure. Lobs a long throw down inside to Faith Ranabom. The freshman catches and lays it in. 5-2, Rushi leads. Hazel Francis backcourt for the Raiders on the bounce. Has the ball bumped out of bounds by a Marion local flyer. At Rushi bench disagrees with the call as Marion local is awarded the basketball. Throwing in for Marion local is Unrest. She is famous for that one-handed pass. Flips it down the left side of the court. Intended for Emerson Mesher. She bobbled and dropped it at side court. Out of bounds to Rushi. Ball thrown in by the Raiders, who have it in back court. Dribbling down the left side, Shappy. Being checked by Unrest. That's a good matchup right there when Addison has the ball. Good overplay out high and a steal by Faith Ranabom. One-on-one. Ranabom starts down the lane against Claudia Haney. Pulls up left-handed and makes from 6 feet away. A couple baskets for Faith, and it's 5-4. Rushi in the lead. Two-person pressure backcourt by Marion local thwarting the Raiders. Ball is jammed out of bounds by the Flyers. Head coach Michael Bayshore instructing teammates to help. 10 players now in backcourt. Both teams like pressurized defense. Half court, three-quarter court, full length of the floor. Hustling up the court, down the right side goes Ariana Cordonier for Rushi, which leads 5-4. We played 2.5 minutes. Ball thrown left flank to Hazel Francis. Oh, she's pinched by two players and is held. Oh, the Marion local bench thought she walked. I think the right call was properly made before the travel. Common personal ball out of bounds to Rushi. Baseline left of the basket. 5:28 to go here in the first quarter. 5-4 Raiders. Three-pointer made by Shappy. Couple of free throws from Celeste Borchers. Two baskets. Faith Ranabom for the Flyers so far. Cordonier gives it up top of the circle to Haney. Rushi works it 30 feet away. It's Hazel Francis. Dribbles at the elbow on the left. Makes a twisting move into the lane. Her line drive shot short. Ball came right back to her. She spins, ducks under with the left hand. Good for two. Hazel Francis going to work on the interior for Rushi, which leads 7-4. Here's Unrest. Long 60-foot baseball pass down the floor to a teammate. Driving in from the right wing is Eckstein. Overshoots it. Weak side rebound. Out of bounds to Marion local. 7-4 Rushi, 4:47 to go here in the first. Flyers inbound, deep right corner Unrest. Thought about the three. Instead, dribble into the lane. Cleverly done. She draws a two-shot foul. Had no chance to make the shot. She was sandwiched by two defenders and simply threw her wrist with the ball in it up against a leaning arm of a Raider player. Unrest with a couple free throws for Marion local. She pumps it up and in, swish. She's at 79.9% on the year from the stripe. One of the top couple foul shooters in the Midwest Athletic Conference on the girls' side. Unrest misses that when it ricochets out into the right corner. Marion local tracks it down. It's Chloe Ranabom who tries to shoot. The ball is spanked by a Rushi player, and the loose ball is picked up by the Raiders, who are up 7-5 with possession, 4:28 to go in the first. Ball thrown toward the post for Haney. It's belted by Marion local. Ball loose in the corner, and a couple players dive for it. Haney is called for the over-the-back foul on Rushi. Tough break for the Raiders. Boy, you can bet it will be tough to make a pass toward the basket in this game. These two clubs will overplay, they'll reach, they'll extend, they'll double, they'll help off, they'll shade, they'll hedge all night long on the arc. Marion local works it around. Right corner, it's Eckstein. Eckstein almost took a step, threw it into the paint area to Chloe Ranabom, who deals it right back on the plate of Faith, who makes her sixth point. 6 points for Faith Ranabom.
And it's 7-7. We're tied up. Faith, the freshman, getting the job done on the inside for the Flyers. Here's Ariana Cordonier. She works down the left side of the floor, goes down the side of the lane, is stopped on the baseline. Pitches back on the arc to Hazel Francis. They clear out for Hazel. She doesn't drive. Throws a cross-court pass. Unrest on the deflection. She steals. She romps down the floor. In traffic, driving layup. Good. Oh, that was made by the senior, Ava Unrest. Anticipated the pass in the half court. It went across the floor. She was there. She made a stab at the telegraph throw. Intercepted. And away she went the other direction to give the Flyers their first lead at 9-7. Rushi in backcourt against pressure. 3:14 to go in the first. Ball lobbed up the right side by Claudia Haney to Chappie. Chappie splits a couple defenders. Got hacked on the arm after she dragged the pivot foot. Good call by the referee. Addison knew what she was doing, tried to bail herself out. The official didn't buy it. 3:08 to go, first period. 9-7 in favor of Marion Local. Flyers in backcourt. It is Unrest. Unrest on the bounce up the near side. Stops her dribble on the arc. Straddles the three-point line. Lobs it down inside for Maya Eckstein. That's Ava's familiar target. Off her fingertips, out of bounds. Rushi gets it back. 10 players in backcourt. Marion Local, the road blue, gold numerals. Rushi white from top to bottom. Blue numbers outlined in the gold. 9-7 Marion Local. Claudia Haney's got it 30 feet away. Gives it up to Faith York. That Ariana Cordonier. Top of the circle, foul line. Throws outside the arc to teammate Hazel Francis. Right back to Cordonier. Rushi working 25, 30 feet away. Here's Haney. Three-point territory, doesn't shoot. To Cordonier. Pick and roll with Haney. Marion Local sniffs it out. Cordonier keeps it to the rim right in front. Good on the shot. Ariana Cordonier gets it to drop. Feather-like touch. He hit the rim three times and fell through. We are tied up at 9. Here is Rushi defending. Good baseline drive by Eckstein. Throws across the bottom of the key to Natalie Evers, who's in. No good on a 10-footer. Evers in off the bench, a 5'9 senior. Ball hit the rim, ricocheted away. Rebound down to Faith York for Rushi. To Haney at the foul line. Tied at 9, a minute to go in the first. Haney pulls up, misfires a 10-foot bank. Much too strong. Rebound to Marion Local. Long throw down the floor to Emerson Mesher. And the ball is dropped in the corner of the court. Out of bounds to Rushi. We are tied up at 9. A minute 26 to go here in the first quarter of play. Addison Chappie's got a 3 for the Raiders. 2 points for both Borchers and Cordonier. Up over the timeline is Ariana Cordonier. Unrest keeps a distance, but puts the pinch on her, doesn't foul. Ball thrown ahead of the key to Celeste Borchers. Both teams in a tightly shifting man-to-man. Good switch there by Marion Local at the top of the circle. Outside the arc on the right is Faith York. She's got an opening, starts a drive, pulls up, doesn't shoot. It was cross-court to Cordonier. Straight away it's York. Setting a screen at the elbow is Celeste Borchers. On top with the ball is Kylie Dosick, who's in now for Rushi, a 5'10 junior, over guarding on the Flyers. Foul called. 46.4 to go. First quarter of play. We're tied up at 9. Rushi possession to our right. Inbounding is York. Straight away, Cordonier, picked up by Unrest. Cordonier stops her dribble. Coming out to catch is Dosick. Ball high overhead.
Near side bounce pass to Hazel Francis. Oh, she's got a lane to go through down the right side of the floor. Overshoots from 8 feet while motoring to the rim. Rebound Unrest. Look at her go. Ava dashes, darts to the rim from the left wing. She misses. It hangs on the iron, comes off. The rebound stabbed out of bounds below the basket by Rushi. Not unlike Ava to take that ball, foul line other end, and blister her way down the floor 60 or 70 feet. Here is a bad pass on the inbounds by Marion Local, out of bounds to Rushi. 19.7 to go first quarter. Inbounding is Rushi to our left. Both teams with some late first quarter changes. Again, 10 players in backcourt on the throw-in by Rushi. Cordiner pitches into Haney. Haney up the near side. It goes to Addison Chappie. Addison on the bounce. Pulls up 35 feet away. 8 seconds to go first quarter. Tied at 9. Head of the circle, York. To Chappie. Sideline. Chappie on the run. Top of the circle behind the foul line. Drains it. Moving toward the basket. A flyer by Chappie. It counts. She beat the buzzer. 11-9, Rushi after one over Marion Local on scoresbroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E. Affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs. We build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
It is 11-9, Rushi. We start the second quarter girls basketball tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi Raiders, Marion Local Flyers. Addison Chappie with a nice running jump shot from right around the foul line. Just beat the buzzer to end the first quarter. Looked like Rushi would not get off a shot. And Addison took things under her control and made the play happen. Chappie starts off the second quarter with a long three from the left wing for the Raiders. It glances off the rim, and Marion Local's got the rebound. 5-on-5 in the half court. Flyers to our left. It is Chloe Ronnebaum. It goes baseline. Oh, reverse layup. High off the backboard. Hit the rim. No. Rebound Rushi. Marion Local strikes it. It rolls away out of bounds. I think it should be the Raiders' ball. It is. 11-9, Rushi, opening half minute, first quarter. Backcourt is Cordonier to Haney. Haney sprints ahead, guarded tightly by Faith Ronnebaum. On a weave, it goes to Addison Chappie, head of the key. Chappie on the bounce. Goes toward the left corner, down to one knee, maintains her dribble. Gives it up to Kylie Dosick. Dosick gets it out of trouble, 40 feet away to Callie Gubo, who's in a 5'8 junior. Haney, top of the circle, beats a man, beats another player, down the lane to the rack, it's on the rim, no good, tough break. Rebound is rolling away from a flyer, and out of bounds in the left corner, Rushi gets it back. Oh, Raiders missed one close in right there. 11-9, Rushi, 6:52 left to go here in the second quarter. Emerson Mesher out. She had spelled Ava Unrest. First minute 8 of the second quarter. Rushi's got the ball 40 feet away. It's Chappie. Again, Unrest on Chappie. That's going to be quite a duel all night long. When Unrest has the ball, Hazel Francis guards her. Ball thrown into the post to Celeste Borchers through her hands. Rushi comes up with it, far corner of the court. And the ball is given up into the lane to Borchers, and it's flicked out of bounds by Marion Local below the basket.
6:35 left, second quarter, 11-9, Rushi. Baseline, Cordonier the playmaker on the arc to Shappy. Long jump shot, three-pointer. Sails a little lengthy. Weak side rebound is pulled down by Chloe Ronnebaum of Marion Local, which trails by two. Chloe on the arc, gives it up to Unrest. Hazel Francis guards her. High right, Faith Ronnebaum. There's an errant bounce pass picked off by Cordonier of Rushi. She's running over the Raiders logo at midcourt. Raiders lead by two. 2 minutes played, second quarter. On a weave to Borchers and nearly walked. Gave it up 30 feet away to Francis. There's a screen set for her. Thrown to Haney. Outside the arc on the left is Shappy. Oh, this is going to be a tightly played defensive game. 40 points will probably win it. Bad pass. Rushi picked off Chloe Ronnebaum. She barrels down the floor into the lane against Cordonier. Muscles up a shot. No, but a foul on Ariana. Two free throws here for Marion Local, which is down 11-9 with 5:44 to go in the second. Strong defensive presence from both clubs. And the first team that does get a 5-6 scoring spurt offensively. Good gain, at least temporary control of this game. Both free throws by Marion Local up and in. Chloe Ronnebaum sinks two, and it's 11 apiece. First 2 points of the second quarter in 2.5 minutes. Not a bucket yet in the second stanza. Here is Cordonier giving it up outside the arc to Hazel Francis. Deep left corner, three. Addison Chappie behind the screen. Wide right. It clanged off the rim and bounced out of bounds at midcourt. Chappie's got a couple field goals for five in this game. 5:24 left till halftime. Unrest walks it to the timeline for Marion Local. Unrest has a field goal and a free throw for three. Flyers have the ball in the arc. It's Eckstein. Eckstein deals to Kylie. Shaneline is in now, a 5'8 sophomore, stolen by Rushi. Good pickoff on the play by the Raiders, who throw it into a cluster of blue jerseys, nearly stolen again. The Raiders get it back. High arching three by Celeste Borchers. Hit the glass, didn't catch iron. And the rebound is poked out of bounds by Marion Local. Not a bucket scored yet here in the second period. We played over 3 minutes. 11 all tie. Ball lobbed into the lane to Haney. On the arc to Cordonier, who sets her feet, shoots the three, a little heavy. Weak side rebound Flyers in a timeout. Marion Local, an 11-11 stalemate. 4:45 to go, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
We start the last 4.5 minutes of our second quarter of play. Marion Local, after the timeout, sets up Ava Unrest. Nifty baseline drive, reverse layup try. Hangs on the rim, falls to the floor, but she was tagged on the shoulder as she delivered the shot to the iron. Her first free throw is no good. Uncharacteristically, Unrest 1 of 3 at the stripe. Make it 2 of 4. She connects on number 2. 12-11. Marion Local's got the lead by a scant point. 3 free throws, Marion Local in this quarter. Rushi's been held scoreless. And the press, but Marion Local gives the Raiders fits. And Rushi pitches it out of bounds at midcourt. Marion Local ball up 1, 12-11, 4:18 left here in the first half. Ball thrown deep right corner for the Flyers. It's handled there by Faith Ronnebaum. Swung on top to Unrest. Francis in her face. Oh, down low to the post player. Nice maneuver by Eckstein. Left-handed shot. Hit the square above the flange. Curled around the rim, came off. And we've got a held ball on the rebound. Marion Local will retain it. 3:59 to go, second quarter. Both teams have missed 3 or 4 close-in shots. Each team from point-blank range, not sharp. Defenses have been a nuisance, that's for sure. Ball inbounded to Unrest. Drives, middle of the floor, gave it up, got it back. Shot the long 3, short, no good. Weak side rebound is dropped in. Maya Eckstein, that's what she does well. She's got a nose for the ball around the basket. And the field goal by Eckstein, her second of this game, lifts Marion Local to a 3-point lead. Steal, midcourt, Unrest, Marion Local. She dodges a Rushi player, sprints in for the layup, gets the benefit of continued action, lays it through, and a foul. 14-11, or I should say 16-11. Count the bucket, Unrest with 2 points, and a free throw coming. That could have gone either way. I think the official would have been right in saying foul on the floor. That's what Rushi wanted. But continuation was permitted. Unrest gets the field goal. Here's the free one. So Unrest now with a nice streak here in the second quarter. She's got 6 in the period, 9 for the game. She's been a demon on defense. Her interceptions have led to shots around the rim for her. She completes the 3-point play. Rushi needs a timeout. Down 6. Marion Local 17, Raiders 11 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Rushi Raiders being victimized by poor passing right now. Tenacious Marion Local defense is causing turnovers. Rushi commits another right here after the timeout. Marion Local's got the ball forecourt to her left. There's a ball thrown to the post, and Rushi makes an aggressive defensive play. Nice job on the inside by York and Dosik. They pick it off. Here's Cordonier. Top of the circle, down the lane to the rim. Much needed bucket. Nita Barushi shot short, no good. Rebound Raiders, and it's called a travel on Cordonier. She was in traffic, couldn't set her feet. Turnover, ball goes back to Marion Local. Unofficially, that's the 11 floor miscues by Rushi in this game. And the Raiders have been held scoreless in period number 2. Marion Local on top of 6, 17-11. The Flyers' defense has taken over this game. Here's Unrest throwing deep left corner to Chloe Ronnebaum. Foul line to Faith Ronnebaum. She burrows her way down the right side of the lane, up with a shot, a short one. It dances off, but she's fouled. That's another miss on the inside. Close in shot, this time by the Flyers, that didn't go. Each team's had several. But fouled in the act of shooting for Marion Local was the freshman, Faith Ronnebaum, who strokes it up, and it's no good. Foul shot hit the back flange, 17-11, Marion Local by 6 over Rushi, which is yet to tally a point in quarter number 2. Second free throw on a bomb is much too hard. You could see that when it left her hand. Long rebound, though, to Marion Local. Deep in the right corner, it's gathered by a Flyer. Rushi reaches in, gets the tie-up. Eckstein thought she yanked it away. The official said, nope, it's a held ball. Arrow favors Rushi. So a couple of misses by Marion Local. Score remains 17-11 as the Flyers miss two at the stripe. Dribble drive into the lane off balance. Celeste Borchers for Rushi. Good defense by Marion Local, which stymies her. The ball was thrown up short. Flyers hustle down the floor, throw it inside to Faith Ronnebaum. She misses from 6 feet. Strong rebound by Emerson Mesher, who chucks it up. It's no good. And another rebound on the interior by the Flyers. And Rushi fouls a Marion Local player, Faith Ronnebaum, in the act of shooting. This freshman has been a titan on the glass. Is she ever strong in the paint area? Free throw shooting, though, is off the mark. She's missed three in a row. We're stuck at 17-11 in a poor scoring second period. Not very good for Marion Local. For Rushi, it's abysmal. The Raiders haven't put a point on the board yet in the second quarter of play. One free throw made, one missed by Faith Ronnebaum of Marion Local, which is up 18-11. Raiders have the ball down to our right. It's Cordonier at midcourt. Near steal, Marion Local. Borchers on the loose, scattered floor. Driving shot, six-footer. Dances all around the rim, no good. Long rebound to Ariana Cordonier for Rushi. She overshoots a three. Rebound foul line. Callie Gubo of the Raiders jumps and shoots, and she's hacked on the arm. Two free throws coming as Rushi hopes to get off the snide and record a point in this period. 18-11 Marion Local. A minute 39 to go till halftime. Callie Gubo, 5'8 junior, makes the free throw, and it's 18-12 Marion Local. Rushi's had four field goals in almost two quarters of action. Second shot, Callie Gubo is away. It banged off the heel. Long rebound down to Marion Local. Sprinting up the left side goes Maya Eckstein. Pitches baseline left to Chloe Ronnebaum. Back to Maya in the paint. Unras catches top of the circle. Hazel Francis on her. Unras dribbling. Crosses over. Pitches outside the arc on the right to Eckstein. Down to Unras from the baseline. Good overplay by York and a steal. She swiped it. York outset to Gubo. Flips it down the floor. High post. Handled there by Dosick. Little pick and roll. Faith York back to Dosick. Shot won't go in. It was on the rim from 5 feet away and skimmed off. Marion Local snagged the rebound. 55 seconds to go, second quarter. Flyers up 6 over the Raiders, who scored just a single point in period number 2. Marion Local bounces foul line. Shot fake on the play by Chloe Ronnebaum, who starts down the lane. Fires behind her to Unrast on the arc. Eckstein elbow right with the ball. High left is Evers. Now Unrast, 30 feet away straight on. Francis checks her. Marion Local might as well go ahead and play for one now. 20 ticks on the clock, second quarter. Good defense by Hazel Francis. 5 second count is on, and that was correct. Turnover, ball to Rushi. 21 ticks to go till halftime, 18-12 Marion Local. Rushi with 11 in the first, and just a single point here in period number 2. And Marion Local is inched in front with 6 points, 18-12. Dribbling 35 feet away for Rushi is Addison Chappie with 10 on the clock. Chaffee gives it up on the play to Claudia Haney. Dribble drive into the lane. She pushes one up from 8 feet. It hits the back iron. Rebound popped out of bounds by Marion Local. Haney had one that was makeable right in front. A shot she will normally drain. It wouldn't go in. Rushi's got a chance. Under three to go. Ball thrown on the arc to the long three-point shooter. It's Celeste Borchers who misses everything, and it goes out of bounds. That's the way the first half ends. Marion Local 18, Rushi 12. Raiders were handcuffed offensively in that second quarter and tallied just 1 point. Flyers up 6 at the break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at BurkePetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, Petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports. Halftime at Rushi's beautiful new gym. The Raiders trail the Marion Local Flyers. The Marion Local girls lead it 18-12 after two quarters of play here on scoresbroadcast.com. Our halftime being brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie. Big difference at the free throw line. Marion Local's gone there 10 times in this game, and Rushi only 4. Raiders scored 11 in the opening quarter, Marion Local 9. Second period, Rushi just 1 point of free throw in the final 90 seconds. But Callie Gubo And Marion Local scored nine again, 9 points in each of the first two quarters for the Flyers, who lead 18-12. Gubo's got a point for Rushi. Hazel Francis a basket for two. Addison Chappie made a three in the first minute of this game. Hit a nice running deuce at the end of that first quarter, just beat the buzzer. She's got five. Celeste Borchers a couple free throws for two. And 2 points for Ariana Cordonier for the Rushi Raiders. For Marion Local, Ava Unrast has garnered seven so far in this game. She is 3 of 5 at the free throw line. She's got, I think, four steals. She's been a hawk on defense, that's for sure. Maya Eckstein, 2 baskets for 4 for Marion Local. Chloe Ronnebaum, a couple free throws for two. Faith Ronnebaum, a couple of hoops, 1 of 4 at the free throw line. 18-12, Marion Local. After two quarters of play, Flyers lead the Raiders in girls basketball here tonight. Halftime brought to you once again by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie and Snipple Construction in Botkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Snipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Snipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Snipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Unofficially, Rushi missed 12 shots in that second quarter. Didn't make a field goal. That's the reason why the Raiders have fallen behind 18-12 to Marion Local, which is led by Ava Unrast, who has scored a couple of baskets and 3 free throws. She is the top point getter in this game with 7. Hey, we are now your new community go-to store. We are Schaefer Market, South Main in Fort Loramie. We've gone local. We found out from you, the customer, exactly what products you want to see on our shelves inside the market. We offer Winter's Meats, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Hunt Brothers Pizza, and more. We've got a big variety of soft drinks. Piping hot coffee at a new station. And you'll love the sub sandwiches at the deli shop. Stop by today. See all the new items as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's. Locally owned and operated Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie is your new community go-to store. Oh, I love sifting through the variety of winter's meats and those Hunt Brothers pizzas with various toppings and the Mahaffey pies. Oh, it's difficult to coin flip between the cherry or the apple, the peanut butter or the chocolate. They've got them all at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's in Fort Loramie. It is your new community go-to store. Another proud sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Propane offers propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. It's a four-generation business which began in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and tomorrow. Marion Local's got the ball up six as we start the second quarter. Ava Unrath, the senior, last year's MAC Player of the Year, has the ball. Throws it down inside to Eckstein. Out of the post. Short shot is shy of the mark. No good. Rebound Rushi. Storming down the floor hard. All the way to the rim goes Celeste Borchers. Shot deflected off the side of the glass. Marion Local's got it back. Ball thrown to Unrath, the trailer at the foul line. Gives it up baseline left. Oh, a good spin move. Curling into the lane is Chloe Ronnebaum, the 5'7 senior, and she gets it to trickle in around the rim. Biggest lead for Marion Local, 8, 20 to 12. Here comes Hazel Francis down the floor for Rushi to Claudia Haney. She's got an opening, slices into the lane, leaves it short, no good. Rebounded by Marion Local. And there's a wild pass by Unrast. Thought a player was more open than she was. And she fired a bullet out of bounds. Now, Rushi Raiders unofficially in this game since the buzzer beater to close out the first quarter by Chappie, which was a great play. That one went in. Since then, 14 missed shots in succession by Rushi. Raiders have not scored in nearly 10 minutes of game time. Outside the arc on the right, it's Haney. Haney puts it on the deck, meets resistance. Good double team. Now to Cordonier outside the arc. She retreats to midcourt. Good matchup there. Chloe Ronnebaum on Cordonier. What a defensive game played by Marion Local. There's a pass by Haney. Throws it into the lane area to Francis Cutting. She's bottled up. And the ball is knocked away by Marion Local, which gets it. Flyers scrape it off the hardwood. Little give and go to Chloe Ronnebaum in the lane. Doesn't shoot. Flips it on the arc to Emerson Mesher, the freshman, 5'6 player. Ball thrown to Eckstein. Slicing down through the lane area off her fingertips. And it's gobbled up by Haney of Rushi. Out back to Cordonier over the center line. To the elbow on the right. Looks back door for a teammate. And Cordonier is held. Ball out of bounds to Rushi. 5:32 to go in the third quarter. And Rushi offensively has gone the better part of 11 minutes without a field goal in this game. And has fallen behind by 8 points. Rushi inbounds below the basket. The pass goes awry. Taken away by Unrast of Marion Local. And it's Unrast on the go. She gallops in from the right flank and is fouled as she took it to the cup. And she'll get two more. That's what she does so well. She'll get to the basket. She's a 5'6 senior, but boy, she knows how to carve out space and get between you and another defender. So crafty at drawing two-shot fouls. Free throw by Unrast is up and in. 21-12 in favor of Marion Local with 5:26 to go in the second quarter. Second foul shot, Unrast is good. I said in the pregame, don't foul her. She's up around 80% on the year. And she's 5 of 7 in this game here tonight. Rushi gets pressure at midcourt, flips it across the floor, into the stands, out of bounds. The Raiders are in a funk. Rushi's played well the last of 7 games, having won 6 of them. But Marion Local is a different kind of an opponent. The style of defense is tenacious. They anticipate, they overplay, they hedge, they crowd you. They'll double team often. Marion Local with possession, dribble drive. It is Maya Eckstein going hard down the left side of the lane. Blocked away, nicely done by Francis of Rushi. Up the floor to Faith York, top of the circle. York fakes left, goes right. Running one-hander by York is good. She kissed it in off the window. York a two-pointer. First field goal by Rushi in 12 minutes in this game tonight. 22-14 Flyers. 4.5 to go in the third. Marion Local's got the ball at the foul line. It is Chloe Ronnebaum on the arc to Unrest. Picked up by Francis. Unrest has only 2 buckets in this game, but she's drawn fouls and has been awarded 7 shots at the stripe. Open player down on the inside is Emerson Mesher for Marion Local. Shots on the rim and it comes off. Rushi snatches the board. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. 22-14 Marion Local. Haney's got it high right. Outside the arc on the left to York. Open player baseline left is Gubo. Gives it to Dosik. Little 7-footer. Glanced off the rim. Ball rebounded Rushi in the lane. On the arc to York. Throws baseline right to Haney. Shot fake. Wants to drive. Can't. Pitches it behind her to Hazel Francis. Francis goes right corner. Baseline. Cut off. Stripped out of bounds. Off Unrest. Harassing defense by Marion Local, giving Rushi fits all night. Raiders have been clamped on by the Flyers' D. Rushi with 14 points in this game, and we have played nearly 21 minutes. 22-14 Marion Local. Rushi's Cordonier below the rim inbounds. It goes to Dosik, 25 feet away. Now Francis, there comes the hedge. She needs help. Pitches near side of the floor to York. Back to Hazel Francis. Hazel on the bounce. Top of the circle. Foul line. Back to the hoop. Flips out 25 feet away to York. Head coach Michael Bayshore signals a play. Right wing Cordonier coming out to catch straight away Haney. Rushi's still not inside the arc. 3 minutes left. Third quarter. 22-14 Marion Local. And head coach Michael Bayshore gets a timeout as Marion Local makes the interception. The timeout prevails. And Marion Local denied a possible layup at the other end. 3 minutes to go, third quarter, 22-14 Flyers over the Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Well, this Marion Local defense, led by senior Ava Unrest, has thrown a web over Rushi here tonight in this girls' basketball game on scoresbroadcast.com. Raiders simply cannot find the range. Here's a pass from out of the arc by York, intended down on the inside for Haney. The ball splashed away by Marion Local. Whistles blow. Are they inadvertent? What's been ruled? And I think Rushi will get the ball out of bounds right of the rim. That's the call. Coaches are mystified. 2:50 to go, third quarter. Cordonier looking. Pitches right corner to Haney. Haney unable to post up on the interior and get shots in the post. Flips it to York on the arc. Haney breaks for the basket. Marion Local smacks it away from York. Raiders re-find it. And then Haney is shoved out of bounds far side of the floor. Team foul, second of the Flyers here in the third. 22-14 Marion Local. Rushi down by 8. Rushi led in this game, 11-9 after one, led 11-10 after the first minute and a half of the second quarter. And since that point in time, Marion Local has outscored Rushi 12-3 as the Raiders try a long three ball for Madison Chappie, who gets a good screen, fine look. It won't go. Rebound down to Marion Local. Long pitch up ahead into the right corner. It is handled there by Keelan Toby. Toby hits a cutter through the lane, and York spills, the offensive player for the Flyers, who is Maya Eckstein. Arushi led in this game 11-9, 11-10. Since it was 11-9, the 13-3 splurge by Marion Local. Free throw by Eckstein is short. Flyers in the mid-60s, percentage-wise, as a team, shooting free throws. Second shot here for Eckstein. It's on the way. Swish. She's got it. Marion Local by 9, 23-14. Rushi in backcourt. Ball sent to Cordonier, airmailed into the right corner for Chappie. Chappie, left-hand dribble. Tries to throw cross-court to York. Kicked on the play by Marion Local. These Flyers will use the shoe top, an ankle, a knee, a foot. They will do anything to get into the path of that basketball that's been passed. Defense for Marion Local has been awesome. York high right. There's a deflection. Ball loose in the left corner. Chappie picks it up for Rushi. Steps inside the arc and sinks it. A long two-pointer for Chappie for the Raiders. Chappie had a field goal to end the first quarter. Between that one and this one just now, a bucket by York here in this third. 23-16, Rushi. Marion Local gets it down low on the left to Eckstein. That's a shot she'll normally make, but it went in and out on her. No good. Rebounded by Rushi. Raiders down 7. Chappie's got the ball 25 feet away. Unrest on her. Unrest hounds Chappie, who nearly throws it over and back. Tracked down by Haney. Haney looks cross-court to York. Head coach Michael Bayshore calls out play number one. 60 seconds to go in the third. Rushi with 1 point in the second quarter, 4 in the third. Down to the Flyers by 7. Ball lobbed low on the left. Open player Borchers. Shot deflected. Got it back. Then it's blocked. Marion Local gets it. Holding foul backcourt on York. 23-16 Marion Local. Rushi's gone through a stretch of 2-for-19 from the floor, spanning two periods. Substitution, Chappie out for Rushi, in as Hazel Francis. Marion Local inbounds in backcourt, 8 players to the negative side of the timeline. Defense is applied, and then Unrest dribbles through traffic and gets it up. Unrest in the corner, gives it to Kaylin Toby. Toby baseline to Eckstein. Eckstein is, oh, she's not fouled over the shoulder. Good defensive play by Rushi, which bounced it off the knee of Eckstein, and the Raiders get it. Pressure applied backcourt. 28 seconds to go, third quarter. Dribbling up the near side is Gubo. Gubo into the corner, pitches out back to Cordonier. 18, 17, 16 seconds left in the third. Cordonier on the play to Gubo. Cordonier, Gubo straight on. 9 to go in the third. Gubo looks on the inside, wants to go back door to Cordonier, not open. Feeds Haney, foul line. 3 seconds left, running one-hander, banked at the rim, caromed off. Bench for Rushi wanted a foul call. Shot was said to have been deflected by the referees, and that's how the third quarter stands. Marion Local 23, Rushi 16 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC plumbing and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone
phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We've got a jumping defense by the Rushi Raiders as Marion Local opens up the fourth quarter, and the Flyers get trapped out near the timeline, and it's a travel called. Good decision by the referee. It was going to be a five-second count or a travel. And Rushi gets possession. Opening seconds, fourth period of this game. Seven-point contest, 23-16, Marion Local. Addison Chappie's got the ball. She has 5 points for Rushi. She's on the baseline, left side. Flips up a runner. It is no good. Hit the rim. Ricocheted away to Marion Local, which sprints down the floor. And not stopped is Chloe Ronnebaum, who took it to the cup, threw the paint, and banked it in. What a play by Chloe Ronnebaum. 5'7 senior. She's got six. 25-16, Marion Local. And the way this game is being played, a 9-point spread is like 15. Rushi having a hard time generating points. Nearly an overplay and a steal by Faith Ronnebaum, a Marion Local. Ball goes baseline left to Addison Chappie. Forces up his shot, no good. Rebound low on the left by Hazel Francis. Blocked on the play by Marion Local. The Flyers get it. Up 9, 6:48 left, fourth quarter. Midcourt, Chloe Ronnebaum. Marion Local has beaten Rushi 5 straight, 7 of the last 10. Last season, a 6-pointer won by the Flyers in Maria Stein. With the ball on the inside, it's Faith Ronnebaum for Marion Local. Tries to squeeze her way between two defenders and coughs up the ball. Good D by Rushi. Unofficially, 20 turnovers on Rushi in this game and 13 on Marion Local. Number of them forced. Both teams playing excellent defense. 6:23 to go, fourth quarter. Rushi needs a couple of quick hoops to make this interesting. Here's Haney, 35 feet away. Nearly a moving screen applied by Borchers. Down the right side of the lane, Haney blitzes to the basket and gets it to go, and a foul. Continuation is permitted. 2-pointer for Haney. Nice shot as she finally found an avenue to the rim. She's been looking for it all game long. And the basket counts. Haney's at the stripe here for Rushi, which is down 7, 25-18. Marion Local has won this game at the free throw line, having gotten to the stripe 3 times as often as Rushi. Free throw Haney, swish, she's got it. She converts the 3-point play. 25-19, Rushi within 6. In striking distance for sure. Unrest has the ball 30 feet away. She's only had 2 buckets in this game. 4 made free throws, or I should say 5. Ball weaved to the foul line. Handled there by Kylie Shaneline for Marion Local. Drops it down low on the right to a teammate. Foul Rushi over the back as Maya Eckstein was about set to score. 5:47 left in the game, 25-19, Marion Local over Rushi. Flyers inbound, right of the basket. Ball lobbed, foul stripe to Eckstein. Oh, nice drive by her. She went around a Rushi player and missed it on the inside. Maya's had several close-in shots, dance on the rim and come off. Both teams have missed some baby looks. Less than 5-6 feet away. Haney at the foul line for Rushi. Oh, a nice duck under move. Missed it high off the window.
Loose ball rebound. Marion Local has it. Rushi steals it back. It's Haney walking with the basketball. Claudia came up with the loose leather and in her anxiety to take it to the cup. Didn't get the basketball on the floor before she took a step. Overplay, backcourt, Rushi. Fine effort, Raiders. My, oh my, beautifully done by Celeste Borchers as she punched it away from a flyer and it went out of bounds off Marion Local. Rushi gets it back at the Raiders half end of the floor. 25-19, 6-point game, 5:12 left in the fourth. Marion Local up six. Here's Cordonier, your head of the key. Near side, it goes to York. Lobbing down inside for Haney over her head and out of bounds. Nice idea. But the pass was a bit too deep. And Haney was not outstretched far enough toward the basket to reel it in. Here's Unrest zipping down the floor for Marion Local. Head of the key, foul line. Gives it up right wing to the three-point shooter. Doesn't take it. Oh, what a steal by Faith York as she reached up over her head at her apex, stole it from Marion Local, but it's called a foul. Well, that's a tough one to take. 4:54 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Looked like a clean takeaway by York. Unrest, baseline left, starts to drive. She's below the basket. Rushi's got to foul her, and the Raiders do. There's a mysterious call, and apparently Unrest is ruled to have stepped on the line. Thought it was a foul on Rushi. Instead, Raiders get it in backcourt. 6-point lead, Marion Local. Both offenses stagnant here in the fourth period. Deflected pass on the inbounds. Rushi falls on it, and the Raiders get a timeout, and the Marion Local bench and crowd are up in arms. That's terrible, they say. Did Rushi have possession? It was tough to tell.
That's terrible.
50-50 call. We play on. Timeout Raiders. 4:49 left in the fourth. We're stuck at 25-19. Marion Local on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Well, after the timeout by Rushi, the Raiders beat pressure. Hazel Francis zigzags down the floor and is fouled with her feet on the court before shooting low in the left. She tried a leaner. It was ruled a non-shooting foul. Raiders inbound it with 4:35 to go in the game. Here's a steal, a takeaway by Marion Local at the center line. And then York trips up Chloe Ronnebaum of Marion Local. Let's look at the team fouls. Three on Rushi here in the fourth. Two on Marion Local. So two more fouls on the Raiders. The Flyers shoot. 6-point game, Unrest with the ball for Marion Local. Flyers up a half dozen. Top of the circle to Textein to Unrest. Dribbles down the right side of the paint. Pitches on the arc to the three-point shooter straight away. Swish! Oh, that's a big basket. That is a huge field goal by Kylie Shainline, a 5'8 sophomore off the bench. Low on the right is Haney. Haney twisting and banking it up and in for Rushi as she counters. Big basket, Claudia Haney for the Raiders. 28-21. Marion Local, look at Andreas go. She takes it the length of the court. Acrobatic shot in the lane is good, and a foul on Rushi. Andreas doing what she does well, and that's make athletic moves as she took the ball just behind the center line and ripped her way to the rim. She was going to get fouled and maybe score and get fouled, and that's what happened. And it's 30-21, Rushi, an and one for Unrest. Here is the free throw up and in. Big three-point play the old-fashioned way by Unrest. And a three-pointer from behind the arc machine line. And all of a sudden, Rushi faces its biggest deficit, 10 points, 31-21. Here's Shappy up the near side of the floor, forced out of bounds, foul by Marion Local. 3:47 to play in this game. 31-21 Flyers, who won last year, 37-31 at Maria Stein. Here's Cordonier at midcourt. Ball rotated to the right of the floor to Celeste Borchers. To Cordonier, back to Celeste. Ariana Cordonier, top of the key. Here comes the double team. Ball thrown to Shappy in the right corner. Ball being whisked around on the arc. Rushi not penetrating. 3:22 left in the contest. Here's Cordonier sprinting down the lane. She fires toward the basket and banks it home. It hit the window above the back rim and swished after glancing off the board. Nice play by Cordonier. Big bucket keeps Rushi within 8, 31-23, 3:11 left in the fourth. Substitutions, Shappy out momentarily for the Raiders. 10 players in backcourt, pressure applied. It's Unrest with it, and there she goes forcefully up the floor, denying everybody, into the lane, running one-hander is good. Unrest would not be denied. Again, she took it some 60 or 70 feet. She's done that three or four times in this game, and she made the finish in the lane. And the lead swells back to 10. Cordonier for Rushi. Left side of the floor, baseline left on the arc to Haney. 2:44 to go in the fourth, and Haney shoved. We've got four fouls now on both teams here in the fourth quarter, so the next foul either way will result in two free throws. Rushi inbounding. It's Callie Gubo at the end of the Raiders bench. Clock stopped. 2:42 left. 1, 2, 3, 4 field goals in this game for Unrest, who's also netted six free throws. Ball inbounded, top of the circle. Cordonier for Rushi. Now leading the way, Unrest. She's got 14 for the Flyers. Two above her per-game average. She's come up big when the going has gotten tough for Marion Local. Here's Cordonier, top of the circle, foul line, doesn't shoot. Behind her to Celeste Borchers, down low on the left to Haney. Haney eludes a Marion Local player, but drags the pivot foot. Rushi down 10, 2:18 to go. Sooner or later, the Raiders will have to foul as Marion Local will put this ball in the deep freeze. Unrest in backcourt, trying to act like she was fouled. Referees didn't buy it. Rushi came up with the loose ball. There was a foul by Marion Local, and eventually it was called. And Hazel Francis will shoot two. 2:09 to go here in the fourth quarter. 33-23 Marion Local. Ava Unrest is so crafty for the Flyers. I thought for an instant there in backcourt when Ava acted like she was being hammered by a Rushi player that the officials would buy it. She was going through some swim strokes like, you know, get off me. Don't think she was fouled very much, if at all. Eventually, there was a loose ball. Raiders produce a couple of free throws out of it here. And the shot is up and in. Pumped home on the play by the Raiders' Celeste Borchers to make it 33-24. Second shot by Celeste. Bounces around some more, and it comes out. Rebound down to Marion Local. Here come the Flyers in the half court. Down low on the right to Shane Line. Pushes one up. Strong, weak side rebound. Out of bounds to Rushi. Well, Marion Local shot quickly. And that's a break for the Raiders,
We have 2 minutes left, down nine. Addison Chappie back on the court. Here's the ball being inbounded by Rushi and flipped on the run to Cordonier. She hustles over the timeline into the right corner. Rushi down nine, a minute 49 to go in the game. Cordonier on the bounce, picked up by Chloe Ronnebaum. Left side pass to Hazel Francis. Hazel swivels into the lane below the foul stripe. Baseline right, open player, Celeste Borchers. Jumper, good. 10-footer, Celeste Borchers. Nice passing, good teamwork. 33-26, Marion Local with 7. Unrest up the floor, passes. It is swatted loose, taken away by Haney. Rushi on the steal. Midcourt, Hazel Francis. 7-point game, 1:16 to go. Hazel, foul strike, back to the basket, works into the lane. Gives on the arc to Haney. Haney with a drive, one-hander, hit the heel, kicked off. Marion Local got the rebound, and the Flyer, who was on the floor, had her shoulders on the stripe. Fans here in this gymnasium going berserk. Been a number of tough calls to make in this second half. Rushi possession, ball thrown on the arc, and it's handled by Addison Chappie, who dashed into the paint, tried a prayer, it hit the rim, bounced long to Cordonier, who gunned a three and hit the flange. Rebound down to Rushi, the Flyers of Marion Local, who get a timeout with 52 ticks on the clock, and Marion Local leading by 7, 33-26 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
Marion Local 33, Rushi 26, 51.9 to go here in the fourth. Flyers with the ball into the floor to her left. Here's a home run pass up and over midcourt. It is tracked down by Chloe Ronnebaum, who throws it away. Cordonier on the intercept. Rushi down 7. Cordonier gallops to the center line. She stopped, looks for the three-point shooter straight on. A long one is good. A triple from way downtown by Callie Gubo. Timeout Raiders, 33-29. Marion Local, all of a sudden, we've got a ball game. A tight finish down to the wire. 36.5 remaining. Raiders trail by only 4 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERSinc.com.
Under pressure, Marion Local inbounds in backcourt. Haney wants to foul and does. Is galloping up the left side for Marion Local as Eckstein. Haney fouled her twice, did get the call. Head coach Michael Bayshore of Rushi trying to extend this game, send the Flyers to the free throw line. Two shots, both teams over the limit. Five-plus fouls in the fourth. The free throw by Eckstein is good. That was clutch. Marion Local has outnumbered Rushi big time at the stripe in this game. It's probably 3-1 in free throws taken. Eckstein's got them both. Monumental foul shots made by Eckstein. She's 3 of 4 at the stripe. The lead for Marion Local is 6. 28 seconds to go in the game. Here's Haney. Haney on the drive for Rushi down the lane. Banks it. It's on the rim. And it goes in. And a timeout is called. The shot by Haney skipped around the iron and fell through. 23.9 to go in the fourth. 35-31 Flyers on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
A big fourth quarter for Rushi's Claudia Haney. She's come to life. She's poured in 7. Rushi within 4. Marion Local inbounds. Raiders will want to foul right away, and Rushi does. Has squeezed 80-some feet from the basket is Eckstein again, I think. It's 22 for Marion Local, who will toe the stripe. You don't dare foul unrest. Somehow you got to keep it out of her hands. Eckstein just made 2 seconds ago for Marion Local. She's at the stripe again. 35-31. Flyers up 4. 22.3 to go, fourth quarter. Eckstein to shoot. The official bounces it to her. One bounce on the floor by Maya, and the shot is up and in. She has been miss clutch for the game. She's 4 of 5, 3 straight here in the fourth quarter by Eckstein. 36-31. Scoreboard hasn't recorded the point yet. 5-point lead Flyers. Second shot up and good. She is 4 of 4 in the period, and she has drilled 5 in a row. Here's Rushi dancing up the right side of the court. Comes Cordonier. She's on the hurry up. Top of the circle, deals to a teammate at Chappie, who wants to shoot the 3 and can't. We're down to 10 to go. Rushi is down by 6. Cordonier into the paint area. Clawed away by the Flyers who steal. Unrest picks it up, and that'll do it. And the final score this year is the exact same as the final score 1 year ago. Rushi falls to Marion Local 2 straight seasons by a 37-31 count as Marion Local's Maya Eckstein hit 4 crucial free throws late. Ava Unrast added 5 points in the fourth quarter. Chloe Ronnebaum made a big 2-point basket for Marion Local. And Kylie Shainline hit a big triple early on in that fourth quarter for the Flyers. Claudia Haney, strong fourth stanza for Rushi as she knocked home 7 points. Callie Gubo had a 3. And Celeste Borchers, a bucket, a free throw. Ariana Cordonier, a 2-pointer as well. That's how we finish up this game. Marion Local victorious by 6 over Rushi, 37-31 on scoresbroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
37-31. Marion Local hangs on to beat the Rushi girls here today on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi made a valiant charge in the fourth quarter. 7 points from Claudia Haney in that fourth period. But the Raiders could get no closer than four. Wound up losing by six. 37-31 as Maya Eckstein for Marion Local dropped in four free throws in a row. That's where the Flyers won the game, at the free throw stripe. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street is the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children. We will style, you will smile. Beautiful hair with beautiful care at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Owner and stylist is Deb Gubo. Stylist Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, and Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible, 40-year styling at Cutaway. Our experience, your style, and we will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling, Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. We'll return with our stars of this game and then close out our broadcast in just a few minutes. Marion Local Girls 37, Rushi 31 tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Hey golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Now the stars of this game for Rushi got to be Claudia Haney. She scored 7, made the game interesting down the stretch. She pumped in all 7 in the fourth quarter for the Rushi Raiders. She is our Clancy star of the game on the side of the home team. For the visitors, Ava Unrast, as she tallied 1, 2, 3, 4 field goals in the contest and added in this game 6 free throws. She wound up with 14. Maya Eckstein, as I mentioned, 4 big charity tosses in that fourth quarter. But Ava Unrast is our Marion local star of this game. And Claudia Haney for Rushi, brought to you by Clancy's Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive
up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7. Complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
A final rundown on the scoring for this game here tonight for Rushi. Haney had 7, and Faith York had 2. Unofficially, Callie Gubo with 4 points in this game. Hazel Francis, 4. Addison Chappie had 5. Those were all back in the first quarter. Celeste Borchers had 5, and Ariana Cordonier had 4. 5 of 7 at the line for Rushi. Meanwhile, Marion Local was 14 of 20 at the stripe. That's where the game was won, as Marion Local made 9 more free throws and went to the stripe 13 more times. Ava Unrast had 14 points to lead the way. Maya Eckstein had 9. Chloe Ronnebaum, 6. Kylie Shaneline, a big 3 off the bench in the fourth quarter. 3 points for her. And Faith Ronnebaum had 5. Marion Local, by virtue of the win, advances to 18-2 on the year. Rushi now 12-8. Next game for Rushi is right back here on Thursday against Fort Loramie. We've got the call for you. 6:40 airtime on Thursday night on scoresbroadcast.com. And the Marion Local Flyers travel to Coldwater on Thursday and then host Fort Loramie on Saturday afternoon. How about that for a finish to the season for these two teams, Rushi and Marion Local? I'd like to let you know all about one of our fine underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. We give a big thank you to Barker Insurance, which has served the region since 1972 and has celebrated over 50 years in business. It earned a stellar reputation, second to none, for many years. Barker, the number one valued agency in the region, representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker Insurance or call. See how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. 492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. And don't forget F&M Bank in that big Ohio Home Buyer Plus savings account. Hey, for you, that dream home is much closer than you think. Save money at the incredible 7.5% interest rate designed to help hardworking Ohioans. The F&M Bank Home Buyer account makes saving for your future easier than ever before. Visit your local F&M Bank in Sydney, Anna, Jackson Center, or Urbana. Ohioans, your dream home awaits. Visit fmbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. fmbank.com. Thursday night, we're right here. Fort Loramie girls play Rushi. Tip-off around 7:15, 7:20. Airtime 6:40 p.m. or so on Thursday night. Friday night, we're at Botkins. The Rushi boys take on the Botkins Trojans. Airtime 6:40 on Friday evening. For our online audience, which has been great tonight, for Derek Olding alongside, who engineered our way through, filling in for Chuck McBee, Jack Kramer saying good evening to you. Final score, final time, 37-31. Marion Local over Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie. One of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.